We are in Simen Chav Zayin. We're in the middle. Let us just start Sif Yud. We learned part of Sif Yud last night. Sarech Shia Kesha Me'achere HaReish. The Kesha of the Tillin should be Me'achere HaReish. Lamaila Ba'iref. It should be Ba'iref. We said that the Seif, that's the end of the skull. And the Ika Kesha should be L'chadchila L'mayla min aguma before the cavity underneath the skull. Al kaponim, that's what we learned yesterday. But then, now we're going further. So now we just said the place where the Kesha of the Tzulun Shalosh has to be. Tzorich l'chavin haktitza, now the bias, so that should be be'emtza, in the middle of the means that's the bein einayim. They should take ergei should take neged bein einayim. That the bayish should be not towards one side; it should be bein einayim. Let us just see the Mishnah Berurah Shetahei Be'emtza Reichem HaReish. That means in the width of the head, it should be in the middle. V'layata Oisam L'tzad Echad. So one should not make it. It should be on one side. Because Kedei Sheyizkayim V'oyu L'taytofis B'nei Nechad. The pasuk says that the tefillin should be bein einecha. V'harbe me'achroinim kosvu de'im shina baza lekiyem mitzvah tefillin. If it is not in the middle, so then he's not mekayim mitzvah tefillin. V'tzorech li'zoyer baza, so one should be careful that the tefillin should be in the middle. Nagad le'piskei tshuvos brings down the different minhagim about how exact that it should be in the middle. Now, there's a tshuva from the Divrei Chaim, the sons of Rav. The sons of Rav says it doesn't exactly have to be in the middle because yesh mokim b'roish l'shnei kvilin. So the fellow, it's a little not in the middle, it's also good. So therefore, he says, it is not necessary to look in a mirror or to make sure that is exactly in the middle. That is the Divrei Chaim, and then he brings down other Paiskim also said the same thing. But let us just mention there are a few Paiskim that says the one should be Mahada, that it should be exactly in the middle. And the first one he brings down is the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. Shulchan Aruch HaRav, Agavuch, and the Anhogis of the Rav Shulchan Aruch, they bring down that he had a shiny snuff box that he used to look at the snuff box al kaponim to see that the tefillin were in the correct place. He brings down the Shulchan Aruch HaRav and the Siddur says, Amurdik Echumre, he says that there's two parshas have to be on one side, two parshas to be on the other side, and it should be mamish exactly in the middle. That's the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. Then also, those who looked at the Brisker Rav, was he also had a mirror to look into to make sure that it's mamish in the middle. And Rabbi Yashiv Zechayinu Levrocha also, I once davened in the Minyan Vesikin by him, and I saw he was just being killed. He had a mirror. The Kitzur, that was Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky, holds that you shouldn't look at a mirror, and you'll be good enough. Yes, Al Kaponim. So there were different Minhagim from different Gedolei Yisrael on this, how accurate one should be to make sure that the tefillin are mamish in the middle. Now let's continue the Mishnah Berurah. Gam, b'tzorech l'zoyer b'tzorech, one should be careful that it should be in the middle. Kam nochin lizeh lechatchile, shloyu atfilin gedeilin b'yoysa, the tfilin, the bottom should not be too large. The oz, because if the tfilin are too large, yevshe kimat shimudokim al ha'roish, that they should be tight. That means if the tefillin take up a lot of space, so you have a small amount of space that you, of the ritzuas. So if the ritzuas are very small, you can't tighten the ritzua to your head, so it's not mehudik. So it's very the oziyav shekim machi mehudokim al roish, the gam shiu menochim al mekaymam, and if the ritzuas cannot be mahadik the tulum, so the tulum alone are not on the proper place. If he makes the tulum very high, so the tulums are very small, in the muhudokim, so he can't make it tight. Okay. So that is Mal Kaponim. So the Rechaba was telling us that the Tefillin Shel Rosh should be in the middle. The Gam HaKesha, now the Kesha in the back of the Tefillin Shel Rosh, Yeh Be'emtza Ho'oiref. It should be also in the middle. V'lo Yita Lekan Lekan. Also that the Kesha in the back should be in the middle, and it should not be one-sided. Then he says further, "B'tzorech shi'emokim shabekesher shenira kein dalit l'tzad chutz." Now he says the kesher, which is a tzuras of a dalit l'tzad chutz. So that l'tzad chutz means that if you look on the outside, you see the kesher. That means you can sometimes make the kesher that you would see that the on the outside is the inside of the dalet, and the inside is the outside of the dalet. So you have to be careful. So she amokim shebekeshu shenira kein dalet l'tzad chutz. So now he says, what's the Mishnah Berura? Shenira kein dalet kishtei ritzuis yoytzeis miteicha kesha lamato. There are two ritzuas. When you make the kesha is made out of the two ritzuas that come out of the mabart of the shalvach. Oisa yoytzeis mitzat smoil ameniach, the ritzua that comes out from the left side, nimsheches l'rochboi k'mei gag hadalet. So that ritzua is going horizontally like the gag of a dalet. Va'ise ha'yoytzeis l'tzad yamin, in the ritzua that is on the right side, nimsheches ba'oirech lamata, that is going vertically, k'may regol ha'dalet. V'yiret, and now what are we saying over here? Shlo yishapech ha'kesha ba'asi yosei u'bilvi shosei. So that means when you are making this kesha to begin with, make sure that the outside of the dalet should be facing the outside, number one. And then, ubil vishos, sometimes the ritzuas can turn themselves inside out, and it'll come out that the kesha will be facing the inside. So that's also wrong. So that's what he's telling us. So she'emokim shebekesha shnira kein dalet l'tzad chutz. I think I saw someone says those that have like a box, so it's really two dalets, and it's one dalet going, the top dalet is going, the gag of the dalet starts, goes from left to right, and the regal of the dalet is on the right side, and the second dalet is an upside down dalet, so there the gag of the dalet is going horizontally, and it goes up. It's an upside down dalet. That is pshat in the two, the those that have like a box or a mem stume. So it's two dalets. But you can have two dalets there. You can have two dalets going No, so that's I turned in the beginning 112. What he says? Look, it says a picture. No, not that one. No, he says a different. He gives you. That's why I gave it to you. Here, look over 226. 226. Here he makes over here. 226. Yeah. Here this is the dollar. This is the dollar that we have. This is the dollar. Yeah. This is the dollar that we have. And others have like $2.
But the problem is $2.
Look at it here. $2? Oh, so it's $2. $2. $2. Yeah. That's $2. So Yeah, there's an upside down dollar, there's the right side up dollar. That's the $2.
Right.
No, it's $2.
So the other way is
square. No, so it's $2. It's a dollar this way and a dollar this way. It's $2. Not it's an upside down dollar. $2. Yeah. Okay. So yeah, so my mele the yeah, but I ain't look. Okay, now let us see if your dollars. Tzorich sheyia hashocher sheberetzuveis letzadchutz. The black chalik of the retzuveis should be facing the outside. V'loy yishapchu, and they should not turn them inside out. That means, we'll see, let's say sometimes you have thin retzuis, and when you're putting it on, or by the shell yad also, you could have that the retzuis are upside down. And really, the tzada shocher is on the head, and the other tzad is facing is facing the outside. So that's what the Mechaber says now. So she a shocher sheberetzuis, the black chalik of the retzuis letzadchutz. Okay, so if so the shiny one should be letzadchutz, that they bring from the Kaf HaChaim. Yeah, and v'lo yishapchu bein shel yad bein shel roish. Now then what you say, both are shocher, this is a modern... It's now the others hold it's a hidden, others hold it's not a hidden. But the retzuis are black on both sides. Others say it's not. Others say it is. Those who sell it, I'll tell you it's a hidden for sure. Now, the purpose of, I once heard from someone, what's the Indian? What's the hidden? You don't. No, the hidden is. Now, like this, if you only have the shocher on one side, it always rubs out every month. It can do a shtick, so you have to put on. You have to say to be looking at it; it's rubbed out. So you have to be mashcher it. You have to sell a shank which is still in the main. So it's a job. But what do? They soak the retzuah. They put the retzuah in the oi. And they soak it there, and through the process of soaking, so the retzuah gets completely black. It goes through and through. So now, don't worry about it. If something will be rubbed off, but it's still, but it's black underneath. That's the hidden one. It's painted. It's soaked. It's soaked with the paint. Yeah. Yeah. But others say, I heard others have a taina as follows. Like this, the shachas of the retzuah has to be l'shem mitzvah tefillin. You have to make it l'shem mitzvah tefillin. So that, if you go and you paint it, so that's what I'm doing it. This pool is l'shem mitzvah tefillin. But if I put it in the dioi, and now it's staying there, the dioi comes in by itself, so I'm not doing this. This is a pool that is happening by itself. So others taina that this is so it's no good. It's no good. It means I wanna rely that a fillow the paint came off, but it's still shachar. But this shachar was not made to a person. This was made to the seeping process of the joy into the ritzua. So I heard from someone, so it's not so posh. What? Yeah. What do you mean? There's a tour?
Have to be sealed. Or you make a jacket or leather or the leather has to be
down. Yeah. Afterwards. You seal it when? Afterwards?
Set it down.
Yeah, fine. Yeah, okay, fine. Okay, so there's going to be...
The last one.
That's a whole process. We're going to have that later. Okay, so let's go now. V'lo yisapchu. V'im nisapchu. If this is a very big chumra, they say v'zichan anoy this chumra. V'im nisapchu. Midas chasidus ulis anis alivdeis bitstok. That means the tefillin were not put on properly. V'ein lehakpish lo yishapcho l'lashem makif esarosh. So that means the ritzua that's surrounding the head. V'saki boiris in the muscle. Pam achas. That means that which is around the muscle, that is li'ikuve. That means the hiduk is from the chelik ritzua that's surrounding the muscle and the chelik of the ritzua, which is attaching the tefillin to the head. So, and that is an essential chelik of the ritzua, and that has to be worn, that the tzad shocher should be on the outside. And that, it says, if a person was not nisa, so he should give tzedakah or kaponah. But the kriches on the yad, or the ritzuas which are hanging in front of him, one doesn't have to be makpid, since this is not meika levishas atzilah. Levisha ainay meika hamitzvah. Omikol mokrim, v'shimnoi hamitzvah roi lahapich. But if lemaise, it did get turned over, so mika din it's kosher, but the noi hamitzvah, one should turn it back properly. She has shochel etzadchut, afilu bahamois, afilu the rest of the ritzuit, which is not ma'akim midine, but there's a hiddle that one should make sure that the tzad ha-shocher is facing the outside. Now, let's go a little further. We'll talk about that soon. We'll talk about that in my mission the next week. So he said, side of the two shall yad, side of the two is shall roish. One should make sure that it's not turned inside out, and it's not turned inside out. So he says, "Hine b'shel yad shu royek shu meinich." He sees when he's putting on the tefillin. Yochel lirois, he can see and observe shlo yishapech le'akesha b'le'haritzua, because it's in front of him. U'b'shel roish, but by the shel roish, hine royek shu meinich saviv roishem. He doesn't see how the ritzu is. So Memele, it could very well be that the Ritzua somehow turned over, and that Chelik that's Ma'akib, the Chelik, the Ritzua that's being Mahadik, the Bayis to said, is therefore Yamashmish Eitev B'yodim Mimkoim Akzitza B'chol Tzad V'yagish Menochim Karoi. So Memele, by the Tzulun Shorosh, you should be careful, be Mamashmish, to make sure that the Ritzua did not turn over. Now, see if you're Dalit. No, in the middle of your Dalit. Yishalshel Ritzuis. Now, the Ritzuis of the Sharoish, Tluyim Lefono, that means even though the Ritzuis come out from the Kesher, and the Kesher is in the back, so maybe they can hang from the back. No. You should make sure that the Ritzuis, the coming out from the Kesher should be hanging in front of him. The Yagiu, now he's going to say the minimum length of the Ritzuis. The Yagiu at Hatabu, so he says it should reach the navel. Oy, lamalo mimeno ma'ato could be a little shorter than that. We'll see a different shi in the Mishnah Berurah. But let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Ada tabu v'im hoisif alze less lonbo. Then if he made it longer, it's not gefelach. That's no problem. Oy, lamalo mimeno could be a little shorter than that. V'ayim b'chidushi rabbi kebege. So from the lashon of the mechaber would seem both ritzuis have one shear. That means the length of the ritzuis of the tulon shalosh have the same shear, and the length is it should be till the navel. That is the pashtus lashon of the mechaber. Ayn bechidushi rabbi kevegev, chaim ba'altzei sachaim demaski. No, there's another klal by the ritzuis shalosh. Shall yemin adatabo, the right ritzuah should be adatabo to the navel. Shall smoil adachosa, and the left one should be opposite the heart, the chest. It should be shorter. That's what sort of means that. So there, mechadish that one should be longer than the other. Uvatu kosav oit. That the length of the ritzua on the right side should be adamilo, on the left side adatabo. And so I think the minute the oilam is like this, we have. Well, we're not talking about something that's ma'akim, but the yevad of Abdul Chatzul. I think that's the minute oilam. They make them long. The boat is saying, I mean, you have to know, the Lamaisa, the Seifel, makes them, theoretically, tries to make the right side longer than the left. Gerad, the Piskei Tshuva brings down, if he didn't make it, both are the same size, so maybe this is for to take the one on the left and wrap it around your belt, just to be a little shorter. He brings down such a smaller. Now, let us go further. One. That is a very debatable question. Why? Because since if you wore it already once, so then it got kedushas tefillin, so then you can't cut it. Then okay, could be not. But if you wore it, but if you were already l'shem kedushas tefillin already, so got a kedusha ready. What do you mean? Oh, the whole ritzu is damaged, or this head of the long part? Yeah, okay, it's not so poshut, because that he speaks about here's a kedusha, and this is worse than tzitzis. This here's a kedusha, talk of the ritzus have a kedusha, so to cut it off is not so poshut. Others are medayk one. Not after you wore it. If you wore it once, it's a problem. The minute you wear it, it got a kedusha. So then, we're playing with fire. but here that it's a chelik of a double kedusha. It's more than could be. It's not a tashmish kedusha. Yeah, so to take it, to destroy it is not so posh. It's not poshut. It's preferable if you know it's going to be very long. You should cut it before you're not mechavim to l'shem. It's still them. Then you try it on. But later there's a problem. Last one longer. It's less. No, they both hold that the right one should be long. The shayla is what the shear is. Right.
What I'm getting by that?
Hey, Apika Bola. Yeah. There are many, many halachas and hilchos tefillin which are Apika Bola. They bring down. I saw the Artus Achayim. The Artus Achayim, it brings up Satoisvus and Menachas. Satoisvus says maybe there's a medrash that says, he speaks about the Ratuas in front, but maybe there's a medrash that says that maybe one should be longer than the other. Satoisvus, maybe there's a medrash. Satoisvus didn't know. So he says he found two Zayas. He found two Zayas that. That speak about this. Al Kaponim, but this is a Pikabola. That we'll talk about that when we get to there. That I don't know. We're going to get to there, Beis Hashem. Okay. That's right. Yeah. Now we're coming into serious problems. Reichav Aretzuish Shalyat. Now, what is the minimum shear of the width of the Ritzua? The width of the Ritzua. And we have to know, that, but they both have the same shear, but we have to know one thing, that the Ritzuas shrink. That means it's like the Ritzua shall yad, you tighten it, if it stretches it gets thinner also, so it gets thinner, and if it gets thinner we have a problem. That means if your Ratzuas are up and now it's stretched, we have a big problem. We'll see now. So he says Reichav Ratzuas shel yad v'shalosh ka'orech sa'ira mepoches, it should be the length of a barley. In piches mishir oirach. Now, what is if there's less than that? Mishir oirach ratzur berachbom. Im eine moitzi acheres menichen kemoishem atzim sa acheres kashir. Okay, now let us just see what we learned here.
If
No, we learned this. Honest Rahman or Patre. Well, we just learned yesterday that there's a minimum shear of the Ratzua that is. So that's Honest Rahman or Patre. That's right, 100%. The Batim, that's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is. Okay, now let us see. So, Eirech, Saira, I know Bikli Posa. You don't have the film is with the two assaults of Talach Lamesh and Misina Keshari. And this, that's the tool of Tvillin. You can't have. Just like if you know a telephone number, but you're missing one number, I got news for you, you'll never get through. So the mail, that's thrilling, telling this, not him as a tourist. And if you're missing something, so that is, wow, oh, we're going to learn that.
Why?
We're going to learn about that. Do you like that? No, we're going to learn that further. Yeah, later. Okay, so now. Saira Haina Biklipos Abu Balayho Aikinshallah. That means we're speaking about a raw barley that has the klipa on it, the shell on it, but without the tail. The Eshba Oksim Arukimia, but the others have very long tails. Yesha Imrim the Dai Baraychev Ma'ira Chita Upochis Mikisaira. Now this is very interesting. Without the dish, I never know Pshat over here. But he said like this, we'll come to numbers in a minute, but he said the width of the Ritzue is the length of a barley. Fine, raw barley, that's the length. Now a barley is longer than wheat. A kernel of wheat is shorter than a barley. Fine. So he said the shear is a barley. Now, later we're going to have, if it's the shear of a chita, of a kernel of wheat, it's too short. But now, what is, if it's in between, it's longer than wheat and shorter than barley. That's what he's speaking about over here. Let's just see the lotion. V'yesh oimrim didai, it is sufficient, b'roichev, if the width of the ritzue is me'orech chite, it's longer than a kernel of wheat, u'poches mikiseir, it's in between. So now, let us just say numbers. The Chazayni said the shear of a sa'ira is 10.7 tenths millimeters. That is the shear. And he said that there would be preferable should be 11 millimeters. That's the shear according to the Chazaynish. According to the Chaim Noah, the shear is 10 millimeters. And others say that what he says over here, if it's between Achit and Asayra, it's also good, that's 9 millimeters. That's what's to bring down from Reb Chaim Noah. But the evidence is also good. Now, במקום מתחק יש לסמי חזה. בקוסר האחרונים, now, לצורך לזוהר מאויד במקום כיפה להידיק, where the loop, where you make the הידיק through, שרוגו, so it's רוגו שרצוע נסקמתו שם, I mean, sometimes the רצוע shrinks, or sometimes it tears, actually nisha bo kishir. So this is something that can happen. That means if the ritzuis are wider, so then Safilo gets a little thinner, so it's like if you'll still have your shear, but if it's exactly 11 millimeters, they shrink and they get thinner, and that's a problem. Agavucha, others say that means if one is afraid that the ritzua will lose the proper width, one should stretch it each day l'shem it's filling. So memela, so it will be ensured that it doesn't shrink or doesn't. We have to talk about the width. Exactly. Yeah. It's very difficult. I do it every day. Because, in inches, I don't know, it's 11 millimeters. Half inch? Okay. That's 11 millimeters is a half inch? 12 millimeters is a half inch? Okay, so half inch is 12.5. Yeah, so we need 11. It's a little less than a half an inch. A little less than a half an inch. Yeah, a half. Fine. Yeah, so he says a half an inch is good. A half an inch is... Yeah, you see, it's just measuring them. Yeah. No. But once I had torn, it was 14 millimeters, Gralbeck, and that was very good. Then, But then I want to get it on the Tzulun Shal Yad, Tzulun Shal Rosh, so the tooth are very wide, I couldn't make it look. It didn't hold on. The wider the tooth are, it doesn't grasp to anything. So my mail is, I had to get, it shouldn't be so wide. Okay, let's go a little further. If it's not the length, yesterday we learned the proper length, because that's a gemara that has to be that long. But if the shel yad, the tzua is, after he's mahadik the shel yad, it will go down, he'll be able to make three krichas on the middle finger. Okay, so then that's the shear krichas and mahakmin. What's the minimum length of the tzua that come out from the kesher? Because about the time the dark